Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Hey, hi. What up? This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
What a horrible boyfriend Alex Rodriguez is.
Oh, what'd he do?
This guy.
I've been waiting for this moment.
J-Lo turns 50 and the guy buys her a Porsche. What a jerk.
I was sensing a little bit of sarcasm. I was like, wait a minute.
I was totally kidding.
Wait a minute.
He bought J-Lo $140,000 Porsche for her birthday.
Of course he did.
Is that even
a drop in the bucket.
That's a candy bar.
That must suck when you're a celebrity, like, to top anything. It would be impossible.
But you gotta start going.
I would just give up. I'd be like, you've probably gotten 7 diamond rings, 12 cars, 5 right. vacations, yeah. 6 houses. What the hell do you want from me?
It's like, what do you think are the most expensive things in life? Like houses and cars, right? So you just buy more houses, more cars, right. bigger houses, bigger cars, better houses, better cars.
No, I would think when you're
when you're rich like that.
When you're rich and famous like that, though, I feel like a home-cooked meal and like an in-house, like something personal and not the material.
Cooked by someone else, clearly, you.
I think A-Rod should have went and made J-Lo a surf and turf dinner, steak and lobster.
Of course you do, you old-fashionist.
Oh, she's never gone out for a surf and turf dinner before. That's another problem.
Surf and turf.
She's been out for 7,000 of those. The next problem.
No, going out for it. I'm talking about in-house. He cooks
it himself.
Yeah,
she's never had a room service either. He's cooking now.
He's cooking it. That's what I'm
saying.
Personalized.
Maybe. He's boiling the lobsters.
That's the thing. Like celebrities will be like, oh, you like flowers? You know what? We're not going to get her flowers. We're going to build a whole damn garden in her backyard while she's at work.
I built you a greenhouse in the backyard.
Oh, thanks, honey. I just got home.
And by I mean I hired a team to build you a greenhouse in the backyard, honey.
And by the way, I built you a new shed. And we inserted a new pool today.
And we have a house in the Maldives, too. We're going to go there this weekend.
Is it Maldives?
I don't know what it is.
We're not rich enough to know.
Exactly.
Amen.
Exactly. We're never going to go there anyways.
If we're going on vacation, it's to the Dells. Let's be real.
If we're lucky.
Oh, that's funny.
Nice. Good for him. $140,000 Porsche. Happy 50th.
A-Rod to J-Lo. Unbelievable.
Poor Jennifer Lopez.
Poor girl.
And she'll never drive the damn thing.
Never.
Nope.
She got in it, took a picture for the gram.
Yes.
Moved on with her life.
Mm-hmm. And then they returned it. Uh-huh. She's like, honey, I already have 6 Porsches.
See? J-Lo, she's just like my wife. They return things.
Stars, they're just like us.
They are.
Oh, my God.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM, Riggs and Allie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Beautiful today. Absolutely gorgeous today.
It's going to be nice all day.
Absolutely nice today and perfect.
Good.
You want to go first with good news, Gibbons?
That's part of my good news, actually.
Glad you're back.
Go right ahead.
Yes.
Welcome back.
Sinus infection's kicking my ass and hurting my head, but no matter. The good news is we haven't had the AC on in the Gibbons house for like 5 days in a row now.
Why?
Because it's been so damn nice out.
And you're not hot?
I'm not hot, no.
Wow.
Because we were like, let's take a little break from the AC. The electric bill is a little high. Let's see what we can work out here.
Pump the brakes.
And it's been pretty nice. I mean, a little warm, but not hot to the point of sweating. It's
not
been comfortable.
Unbearable.
Yeah, a comfortable temperature. Right.
Nice.
No AC. Nice little breeze.
But now you're going to crank it on today?
Probably.
I was going to say, what the hell?
Come on, it's there for a reason.
Well, maybe that's why he got sick. All the windows and everything flying around.
Oh, that's right.
The dust.
The doctor did say between going to New Jersey and with the windows open and driving back 1,000 miles, that might have had something to do with it.
So right.
Maybe I should keep the windows
living
closed.
Living your best life will
make
you sick.
Put the AC on. Amen, girl. Yeah.
Well,
amen.
Welcome back.
Glad to be here.
Allie, what's your good news?
My good news is last night I went out with two of my girlfriends.
Oh, yeah. Girls night.
Had a little girls' night. We went to Natty Oaks. Mm-hmm. I saw Santa, and he knows what Santa knows what I mean.
I know him.
I know him. John, the owner of, well, I mean, Santa, the owner of Natty Oaks. I didn't say his name. He's really just Santa. We don't. He's Santa.
Santa Claus.
Santa.
Santa J. Claus.
Mm-hmm.
Saw him. He said hello to you guys.
Hey, Santa.
What up, Santa?
I got it in. So there's my other good news.
Nice. Damn, girl.
Good for you.
And your hair is done well. You don't have the JBF hair.
You should have seen it this morning.
Oh, I can't
imagine.
It was
up in a bun, and it was like, I couldn't even brush it.
The bun.
I pulled it down. I'm like, dude, my hair is so tangled. So I think it would have been before
that.
Oh,
did you start getting it on with your hair in the bun and it was stuck
on the
pillow?
No, I got it all with my hair down. All right. And then I put it up because I was sweating.
Yeah.
And then when I pulled it down, it was all.
From the.
That'll do it.
But even when it's up. If you're going like this.
Yeah. You grabbing it like that, yeah.
Gets tangled.
Yeah.
I got a phrase that belongs
Assuming
on a t-shirt.
That happened.
If her hair is in a bun, you know she was having fun. Your hair isn't here in a bun. We know.
You know,
but it's down now.
I know, but it was in a bun before, so we know there was fun being had. You know what I'm saying?
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Nice. My good news is I'm seeing a new therapist today. Seeing a new gentleman today.
Yes. Awesome.
You're seeing a new gentleman, are
a new
you?
A new gentleman suitor.
Yeah.
I don't want to say his name, but I keep calling him Paul Blart Malkoff. I don't know why, because his name seems oddly similar to Paul Blart.
Does he look?
Cut to the chase. Is this for your own therapy?
Yeah, for me.
Like for single personal therapy.
Single personal me, Riggs, just hashing out his own life stuff, yeah.
Because you don't have a personal therapist yet.
No.
Not right now.
Like one guy. No, I've been looking for one.
It's a big deal.
I've met with like a couple people, but this is like, I think this might be the one, you guys.
Well, I thought that a few times too. Don't get excited.
Right? This might be the one,
you guys. You get to know him and you keep moving.
Yeah. I was supposed to be with him on Tuesday and he got sick. Like Gibbons got sick, so you reschedule. But it was cool nowadays. They can just text you and be like, hey, I can't make the appointment. Can you reschedule? It's cool.
Nice. Hell yeah.
Well, that's good. Yes, so you're going to go take care of your mental health today.
That's right.
Some therapy.
Can we come?
No.
We'll tell him everything that's wrong with you. Riggs, you don't even have to go to
it. No.
Gibbons, we got this.
No. I'm going there to talk about you specifically,
exactly.
Jesus.
Exactly.
That's why we're going.
I know. Leave me alone.
We will handle this.
Let me live.
We'll tell him it's all your fault.
No.
Oh, my God. Poor Riggs.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM, Riggs and Allie. Excuse me, hold on. I gotta
let it out. Mm-hmm. Yep, yep.
I don't want to do that into the microphone. That would have been disgusting.
No, of course not.
Clearing my throat. I'll draw a line there. I'm not going to do that to you. All right? I'm not going to do that to anybody
what
listening
right now.
What a
gentleman.
I'm a gentleman. Nice and perfect today. Absolutely gorgeous, like in the 80s. It'll be nice and sunny. Perfect day.
Bring
Go
it.
Have lunch on a patio or something.
Yeah.
If you can.
Ooh.
Maybe. Hmm? Mm-hmm. Maybe get in a fight in Caledonia.
Yeah, what happened?
Road rage incident in Caledonia. Well, here's what's happening, right? So these two 19-year-old girls have been charged in this because there was what we thought was 3-on-1 or 4-on-1 or some sort of crazy fight on the road. Here's what was happening. A girl and a guy are driving in a car. And the car in front of them doesn't use their turn signal, right?
Which could be maddening, yes.
Right, so they get a little upset and they start kind of, you know, following this person. And the person in front that didn't use the turn signal.
Stop for a second. Are you thinking they got mad somebody didn't use their turn signal,
yes.
So they
and then
followed them?
They were already behind them, so they were mad that they.
Get a grip, you psychos!
And then they kept the car in front of them kept braking.
Probably because
they
were riding
too much for them. They were riding the tail.
Yep. Uh-huh. So then the car in front of them hears them yelling from behind, thinks they hear them call him a name. So that car stops. The person in front of the car that didn't use a turn signal gets out.
And then
approaches the car at the back.
Bobby Badass behind him is probably not ready to rumble,
now
right?
Now Bobby Badass behind him pulls out a taser.
Oh, Jesus.
Goes at the person in front of him. So the person, now there's like scuffle on the street. So
Holy
people
crap.
Are in a fight. It's insane. There's video of the whole thing happening.
How dumb. And now they're going to go to jail. And they could have just pulled out a Sharpie
Two
and
of them
gone
are, yes.
nowhere. Uh-huh. I told you the new weapon is the Sharpie.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. Right on them, a dude's face next time he cuts you off. See what happens.
One of them charged with disorderly conduct. The other charged with possession of an electronic weapon, carrying a concealed weapon, and disorderly conduct and use of a dangerous weapon.
We got to deal Holy with cow. Some of the road rage and like mental health
yeah.
issues we got
Seriously.
Out there.
Right.
Because no normal person does that. You have mental health
yes.
problems
mm-hmm.
if you're doing crap like
he didn't
that.
Use
you're
his turn
crazy.
Signal. Can you believe? I'll think it and I'll call you an a-hole in my car, but that's it goes... there and it's out.
You forgot
knowing a boundary, which is you don't freaking get out of your car and start fighting someone in this, because you know what that means? To me, I hear you have nothing to lose.
Yes.
I hear your life sucks. That's what I hear. You don't care if you get arrested. You don't care if you lose your job. Like, you're a loser.
Look at that.
That's what I hear.
You thought you heard him call you a name, so you get out and you approach him. Well, now that person has a taser. And now you're on the ground and they're tasing you. And now you're fighting them back and now you're both in jail.
Grow the hell up.
And now everyone.
Why am I telling you that?
Right? Everyone involved is in direct violation of life's most important rule,
which is don't be stupid, you moron.
Come on, man.
God. Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so who is apologizing for making out with a married man?
Sarah Silverman.
No.
Wait, it's not Jordan Woods, is it? No.
Oh, you mean like Kylie Jenner's?
Oh, yeah.
BFF? No.
That's a good guess. Gibbons, no. Is that it?
No, it's actually model Nicole Murphy, Eddie Murphy's ex-wife that he... Again, you might not know her that well, but she was married to Eddie Murphy. She was out and she was photographed, like going to town, PDA, with a married director in Hollywood.
Girl.
Like married, and they got photographed. Antoine, I can't say his name. It's spelled
Fuqua.
Thank you. F-U-Q-U-A. You try to say that. I'm not saying that one on
Fuqua.
The air. I'll say it wrong and Fuqua? Say the wrong thing.
Yeah, no, it could be a bad
word. It's a bad word for me to try to say right now. But anyway.
What'd you say to me?
Fuqua?
So the paparazzi got pictures of her making out with this guy.
Oh.
And so she had to come out and apologize. And she said, without going into the entire situation, I want to apologize to my family and to Layla and the Bleep family. I mean, I can't say the F-bomb family's name. For what transpired. It was not my intention to be in this situation.
Oh, come on.
Shut the hell up while you're making out with a married dude. You got busted. That's the only reason you're apologizing, you whore. Anyway, where was I?
I'm at the bar making out.
I didn't mean it.
She's married, though. Why are we going out for that guy? He's making out with somebody else that's not his
wife. She's a liar. She got busted. So then she writes.
Yeah, but he's cheating on his wife.
We already know he's a Fuqua or whatever.
Well, yeah, he's a Fuqua too.
He's a Fuqua too.
She said she wouldn't condone women kissing or interacting in any way inappropriately with a married man.
Thank you for that breaking news alert.
So even though she got busted making out with a married man, she wouldn't condone that. Or I mean, what the hell? And then Nicole Murphy goes on after she got busted making out with this married director by the paparazzi, Eddie Murphy's ex-wife. She said, I too was once married, and I would never intentionally undermine another woman, despite what has been written.
Bitch, you're on camera making out with
you. Said, bitch, you are not a girl's girl. You are not going to hang with us. You are a sleut. You're the one that screws our husbands. We don't want to be friends with you.
Sleut.
We don't like you.
Uh-huh.
Goodbye.
Sleut.
We have enough awesome chicks in the world. You're not one of them.
Can we bring back that term, sleut? I love that.
Pissed
so good.
Oh, it never left.
Good. Triggered after what transpired yesterday, but I'll get into that at 7:20.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Jesus,
Gibbons. I ran into somebody Fair enough.
Allie sends me a text yesterday.
Yeah.
You're not going to believe the insanity from yesterday.
Oh my God,
dude.
Oh, God.
I was at the gym. I had to stop in the middle of a set. I stopped, and I had to stop and sit down.
Oh, my
Riggs
God.
Riggs sent me a text and said, are you okay?
I was in the middle of
it. And he meant it. It wasn't even funny. I go, I'm okay.
And I was doing Spartan training yesterday, dude. That was an intense workout. I had to stop and sit down and collect myself.
I was shaking.
I stopped in the middle of a workout.
It was insane what happened to me
yesterday.
Be here
at 7:20.
Will you be
here at 7:20?
I'll be here because we have group text. This wasn't sent on the group chat.
I'm not going to say. I didn't send it in the group chat. I'm sorry because I didn't know if you'd be here today.
Well, she knew you weren't well, too.
I knew you weren't well, but I would have group chatted.
Oh, my God. I'm on the edge of my...
I will just say I have dreamed about this moment. Dreamed about it.
Uh-huh.
I never thought it would happen.
I'm so shook. Shut up and push the button.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Remember when I told you on Amazon Prime Day how I found that sick deal?
I was jealous
of you and I was mad. Yeah. What was it again?
The ring doorbell, like the video doorbell that people have, where you can have like the motion sensor, the camera works as a doorbell. Mm-hmm. You can answer it on your phone. And one of those little Echo Dot things, the little Alexa things.
Yep.
Both of them together for $70.
Hell of a deal.
Which the doorbell on itself is like $150. So I knew it was a great deal on Prime Day. So I was like, is this too good to be true?
Right. It sounds too good to be true.
I think it might be too good to be true.
And if it sounds too good to be true,
it normally is.
That's a fact.
Here's what's happened.
Oh, God.
The doorbell, I know, it says, is not going to arrive until September 11th. Like, that's the date that it says in my Amazon account.
But
September 11th.
It's bought and paid for at that super cheap rate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So I know I'm getting it.
Okay. That's now, not a scam there.
The other day, I get an alert from my Amazon that says you have to log in to approve something for one of your orders.
What?
To a desktop. Like, I had to log into a computer. It wouldn't let me do it from my phone.
I'm already smelling a scam.
So I go there and I log in. And it says I have to approve a new delivery date for this Echo Dot thing. And I was like, I don't care, whatever. Send it whenever you want. Which was like last Friday. And then it said it was delayed again into yesterday. What? Yesterday, I get an alert that says it shipped. And I was like, okay, whatever, it shipped.
Delayed, shipped?
Yes. Now it says it's arriving by 9 o'clock tonight, which this is tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So by 9 o'clock tomorrow, it's supposed to arrive. It says, oop, see where your thing is on a map. And I was like, okay, I tap it.
Yeah.
I'm in Franklin. I can see the dot of the driver is up in like New Berlin area.
Okay, I'm waiting for a scam here.
This is like 8 o'clock, and I'm wondering if it's here by 9. Is it going to be here in an hour?
Watching the map. You know, he doesn't have any kids to put to bed. He's staring at the dot going up the road.
It wasn't moving.
55 minutes
said,
and 49 seconds at
most. Your driver is doing another delivery and is delayed right now. We'll let you know if there's any updates. Still hasn't arrived. I get an alert this morning. Now it's expected by July 24th. When is July 24th?
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Wait, you never got it?
No.
What?
Still not here. And there's two
packages. Where's the driver now?
I don't know. There were two packages that were supposed to arrive yesterday that are now not at my doorstep by 9
o'clock. Did they drop them at the wrong house? Because I've gotten deliveries to the wrong house and they let you keep them.
Maybe it did. Maybe it got delivered to someone else's house and now I have to get a new package. I don't know what's happening. But now my Prime deals... They haven't arrived. They're not even going to be here.
Again.
I feel like
again.
I got scammed somehow. What?
This.
I feel like I was bamboozled.
Did you reach out to Amazon?
Yes, I did.
Because that's all you do.
I filed in a report and it says, we're sorry your package is late. We'll email you as soon as we have a new delivery date. We're making every effort possible to ship your order as soon as possible. The thing is, I don't really care when it comes. I don't need this little thing
now. It's the principle of where the hell is it you said it'd be here.
Yeah, it's the principle of saying it's on a map. It's going to be there in four stops. It's going to be there in one stop.
Gibbons is going to lose his
mind. And now it's not there. Where the hell is my package?
What is it?
What the hell? Okay.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
I can tell it's building up.
How rude of you, Riggs.
How rude of me?
There could be a delivery driver somewhere in a ditch because he was going over the speed limit to get Riggs his package because Riggs has to have it.
Oh,
hold
Gibbons,
on.
Now you're
this guy
now
could
you're
be
going
in,
over
no,
the line.
Oh, because it's totally out of line to think a
now
delivery.
Now the guy's dead in the lake somewhere? What's happening?
He may not be dead. The guy could be injured trying to get you your package. It's a package you're going to get. It's a package you don't need. It's a
Gibbons.
Deal.
Even though he's a driver for Amazon, he doesn't have a phone or internet or any of that stuff because it's Amazon. Why would he, right?
Oh, because when you crash your car...
He wouldn't be able to call anyone.
Oh, hey. When I crash my car, my first thought is, let me make sure I call Amazon and let them know my package is going to be
late. You had a duty. He has a sworn duty as an Amazon delivery driver. Come hell or rain or sleet or snow or hail or thunder or lightning
or
cats or dogs or...
snow.
Yes, they will get me my package... By 9 p.m.
Riggs.
Somebody texted.
Amazon.com isn't the post office. You're thinking of the post office, Riggs. They're totally different entities.
Oh, that's right.
That's true. And somebody texted to 71037. Amazon does this with packages all the time. This exact same thing happened to me last week.
Yeah, weird. It's just weird to tell me it's going to be there soon. It's on a map, and I can see it on a map. I'm down in Franklin. Delivery driver's up in New Berlin. What are you doing up there?
Yeah.
Just say you can't deliver it. Don't sit there on a map.
He's having
a snack.
He may still be sitting there on the side of the road waiting to get picked up, and here's Riggs just blasting the guy.
Hey, man, as long as I get my dot, I don't really care. This is what my Echo. I want my Alexa.
Just bring me what I ordered.
Just bring me my Alexa.
And then go away.
Please.
With thoughts and prayers with whatever happened, but come on, give me my Dot.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Remember Manuel Franco, the West Dallas guy that won the crazy jackpot for the lottery earlier this year?
Yes, he bought the ticket at Speedway in New Berlin.
Yeah. Remember, we're Facebook friends. Come on.
Yeah, we were.
Friends of his fake account that he wasn't really making.
Well, there are more fake accounts surfacing now.
Jesus. Of course, because he's like one of the biggest winners ever, or the biggest winner ever. I can't remember.
I'm pretty sure biggest solo winner ever.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, of course, people are going to... Yeah.
So, an Instagram account called Manuel Franco Gives Back followed one of a reporter from CBS 58 advertising free money, right? And saying in the bio he's going to claim claim to my giveaway. Legit and free is what the profile said, but not knowing that this is a news reporter that was being followed by this account.
Oh.
So the news reporter now looks into it and goes, you're a fake account. So they pretty much exposed this guy. And found out it was a guy in Queens, New York. They traced it to somebody in Queens.
No way.
He didn't even live here. Not even from here. Claiming to be Manuel Franco. Probably taking people's information. So he called the police and reported this guy. And he said, yeah, watch out for these internet scams because they're still out there for this guy.
Insane.
If Manuel Franco is going to give his money away, you know where you're going to find him. There have been people who have been at the Target on National and 108th Street, been walking around, and that guy, Manuel Franco, the Manuel Franco, has been going around handing out money. So if you're looking for him, that happened. Yeah, a couple, maybe a month or two ago.
Oh, Target or something.
One random
person.
Yeah, I saw
the Facebook post.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. That was really him, though, right?
That was really him.
Because he was in the picture.
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
But we were still like, I thought you weren't going to give your money away, and now you're giving your money away.
And his lawyer's in the corner going, stop giving your money away!
Yeah, damn
seriously.
It, dude, come
stop
on!
And stop taking pictures and putting them on the internet!
And get the hell out of West Dallas. What the hell, dude?
Right. Move to the Maldives or the Maldives. What is it again? We don't know. We're not rich.
We're not rich enough. We're going to the Dells on vacation.
Exactly.
We don't know where you go.
Exactly.
Oh, my
God.
There
you go. All right.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Oh, we got the dirt.
Dirt.
Lots of dirt this time. And apparently our intern hungover achiever is going to lose her mind because she has a story to add to this whole thing. So here's the deal. There is a new story out, the Mirror Online, which could be like the National Enquirer of England, right?
Yes.
They published an article that was headlined Drugs, Meltdowns, and Gay Sex.
Whoa.
And it is about One Direction.
Ooh.
Yeah. About the boy band, and it says rivalry and hatred tore One Direction apart.
Oh.
So this author writes about how One Direction rose to fame, and then says they partied a ton, they had bad smoking habits, and gets into Zayn's departure from the group because Zayn quit, right? Because none of them really wanted to be in a group. They were forced to be in a group because they all won X Factor.
Yes, you're going in One Direction whether you like it or not.
Yeah, like they all went on X Factor, and then Simon said, I'm putting you all together as a group, not singles, and I don't think they liked that in the
end.
It's
like an arranged marriage. It's awful. Come on.
Yes, yeah. 100%. So it also says that Harry Styles and Louis getting it on, having a little tryst, and that they're lovers and pushed them apart. And of course, Louis Tomlinson then shot that down, saying, this is the biggest load of BS I've seen in a while. Typical unprovoked venom from the Mirror. Couldn't be further from the truth. So anyway, what's your juice, intern hungover? What's your story about One Direction?
Yeah.
Okay. I need to know.
Tell us.
The whole, like, Louis and Harry is like a name that the fans made for them because they had a bromance going.
A bromance.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a legit romance.
They were buddies. No, they were like really close or whatever. And it was when YouTube was becoming a thing. So people would make videos all the time and like edit them together or whatever. And they called him Larry Stylinson.
Larry Stylinson.
Oh, that's their couple name.
That's their couple name.
Larry
Stylinson.
Yeah. Stylinson.
Harry Styles and Louis Tomlinson.
Okay.
And it turned into this whole thing that really ticked him off. Like, they would talk about it all the time, how frustrated they were.
See, when you get mad that somebody's calling you gay, I think you're gay.
Uh-huh.
If you call me gay, I'd be like, get out of here, morons.
Right.
And I would move on with my life.
Right.
But what if it triggers you? I always wonder about people that freak out.
Yeah.
It was always Louis. I mean, you know, quite a direction.
So, quite a direction. So, are they mad because of image? Or are they mad because they're having a gay tryst? What's really going on here? That's what I need to know.
Yeah.
I think Louis is the most, he's the one that always speaks out about it. Harry's never addressed it.
Because like, Harry doesn't care because he's not gay.
And he doesn't need to, you know?
Well, But Harry's like a huge like LGBTQ advocate and does all this stuff for the community and everything like that.
He's not
never really said anything about it because he's pretty like open about not caring what sexuality
is. We all know he slept with Taylor Swift 90 times. Yeah. We get it. Right. He's straight, okay? We got it. Plus, she wrote a damn song about him called Style.
Really delicate. Style, that's what
Style
it was.
Style is about him,
We're all still talking about Harry Styles' music, whereas the other ones were not quite talking much about their big, huge hits they've had, so maybe this is just a ploy for publicity.
Oh, you think it's a publicity stunt?
I think we could have a little publicity stunt here.
So wait, do you think they're getting it on?
No.
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 I don't think so.
Yeah, is Harry Louis the one with the kid?
He is.
He's the one that had the babies, and then all of a sudden, a guy in One Direction had a baby, and they tried to hide him.
Two of them do. Liam has a kid, too.
Yeah, right?
Oh, yeah. Man, could you imagine if JT and, like, JC both had kids at this age, and when NSYNC was big, we would have lost our minds.
Yes, they very well may have. That was in the age of the, before the internet. Come on, let's keep it real.
Kids they don't know about. Age before the internet.
Before everything was on Twitter and MySpace and Facebook. That's and
Okay, so there's an article saying Louis Tomlinson and Harry Styles are getting it on. Louis Tomlinson's mad. He says it's BS.
Believe
Sounds like
also
it is, but...
I'm not gay, but I'd pay $5 to watch. I said it.
You don't have to pay $5. It's free now.
You can find it on the internet for free, Gibbons.
Come on, Gibbons.
We know a couple
as much as we do.
We know some hardcore One Direction fans in the building that probably have access to it. You'll be all right.
It's funny because it's true.
It is true, yes. Send someone to Lollapalooza. Your chance to win all 4 days of Lollapalooza in Chicago. Tickets to all 4 days, August 1st through 4th. Ariana Grande, Chainsmokers, Childish Gambino, 21 Pilots, 21 Savage, Lil Wayne, and more. Here's what you need. This hour's keyword, flower. F-L-O-W-E-R. Flower. Gibbons is a delicate flower.
Delicate flower.
Enter the word flower at 1037kissfm.com right now.
If
you were a flower.
If you were a flower, would he be?
He would be a stroking.
Stop
making gestures, you guys. You're so rude right now, Gibbons.
God, what are you talking about?
I don't know what I'm talking about. I can't think straight right now because you guys are making gestures at me again. You always do this when I try to be professional.
Trying to be professional. To get it together.
And you're playing the radio effect because nobody can see you right now. People can't see you. They're just going shut up, Riggs, and tell us the word.
I'm literally sitting here doing nothing.
You're doing gestures to your face.
Seriously.
You're doing gestures. Obscene gestures. Flower. Enter that right now at 1037kissfm.com. You have until 8 o'clock to do it. We'll give another keyword at 8:10. Put your tongue away. You don't need your tongue to enter the word flower at 1037kissfm.com. You don't need your tongue. Use your fingers, all right?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
So Riggs knows who I saw.
I do.
Gibbons does not, but he thinks he knows, and he's probably right. I think he's on to me.
I think so.
So yesterday, I've dreamed about this moment for years happening. Yeah. I've dreamed about running into this person so they would have to look me in my face.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Dreamed about it.
Yeah.
Look me in my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Never ran into this person. Only saw him once, about 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nothing happened other than a look across a room while I was carrying my baby. Oh. But other than that, there had been no interaction with this person I had been dying to run into to face me for 6 years.
Oh, God.
So I'm at Walmart yesterday, guys.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
You can't even make this up.
Let me get my tea real quick.
Get your tea. Get your popcorn. Don't go into work yet.
No,
because
no.
This is going to get good.
Oh, God.
I'm walking through Walmart.
Which aisle?
Soda.
Walking to the soda aisle, actually.
Soda.
Walking to the soda aisle. I have a small list of things. Just a few things. I'm going to get some soda.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to get some beer.
I'm so nervous.
For the guy I'm seeing.
Hell yeah.
So there's some beer in my house for him. I got a couple things on my list. I'm hyper-focused on my living my best life.
Damn straight, girl.
And I turn into the soda aisle at Walmart.
Uh-huh.
And then I see it.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, nah, can't be it. Can't be that skank. Can't be the skank that screwed my husband while I was pregnant. That cannot be the skank that screwed my husband in the freaking soda aisle next to me. This can't be happening.
Oh my God, Becky.
What do you do?
How are you here and not in jail?
It's amazing, right?
How did you compose yourself?
It's called a lot of therapy.
Yeah.
And 6 years.
Holy
4 years ago, I don't know if I wouldn't be in jail right now, quite frankly, if you want me to be honest.
Yeah.
Because I would have ripped her freaking hair out.
No.
But now,
no crap.
I have children.
Yeah.
I did then too, but that's not the point. Look, this is the thing. I turn and I see her and I'm like, my heart starts racing because I'm now, this is a huge trigger for me. Huge.
Well, yeah.
And I haven't seen her in years.
Yeah.
When you turn the corner.
I mean,
corner,
my husband left me because he was having an affair with this woman. Thought he was going to be with her.
Oh,
and she didn't leave her husband.
He's not with her still?
No. He's married to somebody else now. That's not the point. Point is, I dreamed about running into her and I never did. And then it happened when I least expected it and I was living my life.
She was married at the time that she was.
She's still married.
She is still? I was going to say she's still married. Okay.
Yeah, people ask me these questions. But I don't want to even get into that.
No,
whatever.
Okay, now when you.
So I turn into the soda aisle.
You see her?
I see her. She doesn't see me, but I forget also that I've lost all this weight.
Yeah.
I forget. So, like, it takes a second sometimes for people to recognize me, too.
Yeah. And you're not talking at the moment, so she can't.
Because, I mean, the last time she saw me, I was 6 months pregnant with my baby. Remember that?
She's screwing your husband, you.
Anyway, so let me just finish.
I'm sorry.
Take a deep breath.
I'm getting worked up.
I knew this would happen.
I gotta breathe. Okay, so I see her and I'm like, oh my God, my heart's like racing. Well, I need a Diet Coke. So I'm going down the soda aisle.
Yeah.
I'm not turning around.
Damn straight.
So I turn into the soda aisle and she doesn't see me. She's got her head down, not really paying attention. And she realizes somebody's coming down the aisle and her cart's in the middle.
Oh boy, she's got to move her
cart.
Oh,
she doesn't realize I'm coming at her.
You know, I'm being rude.
But I got a cart.
Oh God.
So she goes, oh, I'm sorry.
Still looking down?
Not a clue, it's me. I'm sorry. You damn right, you're sorry, bitch. You got a lot more to be sorry for, is what I'm thinking. But anyway, I'm sorry. But before she can grab the cart to move it, you know what I did? I took my cart and I rammed the hell out of her cart to move it out of the way.
Did you really?
And I kept walking.
Freaking A, right, dude.
As I'm walking, I can feel her kind of turn and kind of look like, what? And I don't know if that hit her then, who was in the same aisle with her. Yeah.
Were there words exchanged?
No. But there, just hold on. There's more.
Oh, God.
So, because this all ends really well, actually.
This actually
ends with a really happy
popcorn. This is where I'm nervous, because Allie told me yesterday it ends well.
It ends with a happy ending.
Because I texted you immediately.
No pun intended.
When she told me this, I go, are you okay?
Yeah.
Like, for real?
I was texting her, like, oh my God.
I was ready to drop everything and run to her and be like, oh my God, are you okay?
Well, if I'm shaking, how do you think she feels?
Exactly.
Good. I would ruin her damn day.
So
but not at the point.
How did it have a sunshiny ending?
So I'm shaking, right?
Yes.
And so I grab my phone. And the irony in all of this is where it comes full circle, is I just happen to be texting with the guy that I'm seeing. Who got cheated on by his wife.
Yeah.
And nobody on the planet would understand what this moment feels like.
Except for that guy.
Except for him.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
what do I do?
Oh my God. It's so weird I'm texting you. I can't even believe this is happening. You're never going to believe who I just ran into in Walmart. I dreamed about this day for years. Like, holy crap.
Yeah.
It's here.
Yeah.
It's happening.
Yeah. You know what happened. It's a small world. Small town.
And that's it. And like, that's it.
You didn't hurt anybody? You didn't kill anybody? You didn't yell at anybody?
I did see her again, but hold on.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
So I'm just texting. I'm like in the dog food aisle hiding now, texting him. Like, I can't even process this. This is so whacked out. It was like, it's been so long. Like, I actually feel sorry for her. You know what I mean? Like, it's sad because look at me now.
Yeah.
And so then I texted him and I said, but I felt like it was like a good bonding moment between us because he was like understanding and just saying the right things for me because he's been through there where he's had to see a guy, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Oh, he saw, has he ran
into... I don't want to get into their stuff. Okay. But yes, just point is when you're talking, you both have the same experience, you know what that feels like to see the person who screwed your significant other, right?
I'm shaking right now.
So I'm like shaking. I'm like, I don't know. But all I know is that I should go up to her and thank her for one, helping me in my marriage because look at me now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then two, it actually ended up being awesome because I ended up being like really grateful for Pottery Guy at that moment. I was like, oh my God, it's so weird that I met you. And I said, I'm like really grateful that you're like here at this moment.
Yeah.
To like talk to me about
this. Who else would you have texted at the moment?
My girlfriends, they would have all been empathetic, but they wouldn't have understood what it really feels like.
Yeah, they would have been sympathetic, but not empathetic.
Or sympathetic, yes. Thank you.
He would empathize with you.
Very much.
But they cannot.
And so it turned into this like, so then I was like, okay, I gotta go get some more stuff.
Yes.
She's gonna look at me in the eye if it's the last thing I do. Oh. So I go, and there's the chick is at self checkout. Probably trying to get the hell out as quick as she could.
So at this point,
she saw me.
Oh Jesus, it's Allie. Oh Jesus, it's Allie.
Oh my God, I slept with her husband. Oh my God, I slept with her husband.
Oh my God, I ruined her family.
Oh my God, I slept with her husband when she was pregnant.
Oh my God, I ruined her family. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
But she didn't ruin my family. He did enough of that on his own. So I walked by and she's at the self checkout, but I still had stuff to get. So I was going to the other side of Walmart, so from like the food to like the, you know, the health side, you know.
Did you do
the
really slow creep by?
Well, I wanted to stick my middle finger in the air and go, that's for screwing my husband while I was pregnant.
No.
But
that's,
I didn't
that's
do
six
that
year
because
ago, Allie.
That's 6 years ago, Allie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
New Allie is just living my best life.
Yes.
Not beating anyone's ass in the middle of Walmart. Aww. We're not gonna go there. We're grown-ups now.
What?
So I walk by and I can see her like looking at me, but looking down. It's like she was, it was like she couldn't stop looking at me, but she had to stop looking at me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, by now she
knows
it's me.
If she doesn't notice me, maybe I won't notice her. Maybe if I don't notice her, she won't notice me.
Oh, she knew. I knew it was her.
Yeah, of course you did.
Yeah.
Did you lock eyes?
Maybe for a second.
That's all that counts.
Maybe for a second. I don't know.
That is all that counts.
It didn't. I was so unimpressed by the whole thing. I was like, ugh. And like 6 years ago, I would have even called my ex and been like, ugh. Guess who I just like, I didn't even care. I saw him yesterday. I didn't even mention
him. The hoe you were sleeping with.
Guess who I saw today. I saw him yesterday. I didn't even care when he picked up the kids. I didn't even care. I was like, whatever. Actually, felt sorry for her.
That's a pretty big step if... That's the trigger of all triggers. There can be a lot of little things that may trigger you here or there.
Yeah.
Seeing someone cheating or seeing another single mom. Like that time in the store when you saw the, you know, the mom and the experience. Remember that?
I got all teary-eyed because the single mom was
struggling.
With
the single mom in the store. Those are the kind of triggers you've been seeing. This is like the ultimate trigger of all triggers, Allie. Yeah. You witnessing this one is like a
huge
step.
Seeing the chick in the store.
That's a huge step for you.
You don't understand.
Where you are
just
as a person, too.
I dreamed about seeing her so she'd have to face me for years. Uh-huh. Because when people are having affairs, they get all cocky and they get rude. And the things that were said to me by both of them are insane. You know what I mean? Like when you're pregnant.
Yeah.
And it's insane. So here's the thing. I thought, one, you dreamed about it and now it's over.
Yeah.
That was anticlimactic.
Yeah.
Your life's still awesome.
But
two,
you're still alive.
You
still
like Pottery Guy even more now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
This is good. This actually brought it full circle.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I was just going to say, I think this completely 100% puts that chapter to bed. There's closure.
It's weird, right?
You're now
weird.
Yeah, you're in the dating
really
scene
weird.
Doing your thing. You saw the bitch and didn't kill anybody. Yeah. You had like no emotion to it.
I was shaking and my heart was racing because I was triggered by it.
Of course
and
you
I
were.
Don't even know. And I said, I can't even explain what I feel right now. I don't even know what this emotion is.
Oh, you're feeling the way you felt when you found out everything. You were having a little piece of that. Yeah, of course.
It's a little piece.
It was a lot.
It's totally post-traumatic stress.
Oh my God.
But you got a small piece and you're like, you know what? Screw this. Totally. I'm a new person. I'm the new me. I'm kicking ass and taking names. Yeah. And then you went about your day and didn't even think to like bring it up to throw it in his face later.
No,
because
I
living
didn't.
Your best life the way you are now is stronger than you were then because you are stronger because of what has happened. So
that's
you've
growth.
Grown.
That's
grown.
True.
Growth and maturity.
Yes.
Good
for you,
girl.
There you go.
Woo.
There you go.
So and now I never, and it's just never even going to be a thing. It's like, I saw her.
Exactly.
It's over.
Uh-huh.
And I don't have to think about that ever happening again, because if it does, it's just going to be
another day.
So, like, we've kind of knocked out a few things here.
Yeah, bro, that chapter's in bed.
It's
that chapter's
bed.
In the ground, bro.
Literally, isn't it in bed? Isn't
and then you were in bed with Pottery Guy later, see?
And I sure was.
See?
Oh!
That's the kind of bed you want to be in.
The bed I
want to
be in, that's right.
There you go.
So there you go, there's the happy ending.
Nice.
It made me like
it
him
a good
more.
Ending, right?
There you go.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
It's hell to the no.
Somebody texted in to 71037.
Yes.
And said, not a hell to the no,
But when you pull up to daycare and see three other cars pulled up and everyone is listening to Allie's story.
I'm not hitting anything. That's a hell to the yes. You're damn the yes. Right.
It's a hell to the yes.
I told a story about running into the woman that had an affair with my husband for the first time in 6 years.
In a soda aisle at Walmart.
In a soda aisle at Walmart yesterday. I'm not retelling it, but you can listen online later. Okay, yeah. Bye.
We'll put it up.
We always post a show on our website.
Yes, and when you look for it later, it'll be show number 710, okay?
Yep.
710. It'll be show number Juicy Juicy.
Show number 710.
Good
AKA
God.
The show, oh the final God. Chapter, the one where Allie got over everything.
Mm-hmm. The one where it all came full circle. Mm-hmm. The one
where it gives me goosebumps.
Somebody else said when you get a really bad nosebleed on your way to work and you have no tissue.
Oh, that's the worst.
God.
Damn.
Yeah, I've had those.
Oh, there's a Donald Driver one in here.
Donald Driver.
No, we ran into Donald Driver last night, and my nephew had his Packers hat on and forgot to get an autograph.
Oh, dude.
And you hopefully can't get that moment back.
Nope. I wonder if they got a picture at least. Hopefully got a picture. Because in my mind, I'd rather get a picture than an autograph.
Yeah.
True.
I think you could forge an autograph.
Yeah.
I used to fake sports autographs when I was a kid, and I sold one to my friend Brett. And he thought it was a real Frank Thomas autographed baseball card. It wasn't signed by Frank Thomas.
Riggs.
It was signed by Riggs.
I would believe you.
You jerk.
I wouldn't know.
I just wrote
and
it
if
with,
you were my friend, I would really believe you, you jerk.
Yep, I wrote
Listen
it with my
what
left
he
hand.
Does to his own
oh
friends.
My God.
Signed it with my left hand so it didn't look like my handwriting. Sold it to Brett Trigar for $15 and bought it.
What a heel.
Brett, you sucker.
Hook, line, and sinker.
Riggs, you bad person. Good Lord.
The thing is, I wonder if Brett still has that card and is trying to sell his Frank Thomas rookie card autographed by me.
Shame on you, Riggs.
We got somebody that called 414-799-1037. Who's this?
This is Dre.
Dre, what's your hell
what's
to
that?
The no?
I called like a year ago to talk about one of my football players trying to talk to my daughter.
Yes.
And he didn't know she was my daughter.
Uh-huh.
Your coach?
And I am the coach.
It's coming all back to me now. Yes, I'm with
we remember you.
We remember you.
Yes.
Now we turn the page, and one of the cheerleaders tried to talk to my son.
Okay. This is funny.
Yeah.
So you are not okay with that either?
I am not.
Okay, I just want to make sure there was no double standard, because I'm respecting you more for this.
Yes.
There was a proud papa moment for a second, because that's my son.
Oh, so you're like, the cheerleader likes my son.
But then...
Right. It's a dad thing with your
that
son.
That was an honest response.
Yeah.
That was honest.
Uh-huh.
But still, no.
Dre says, but still, no.
Hey, did you hear me one day say I'm getting my kid, I'm forcing them to get vasectomies at 15?
Well, that's what the freezer is for, right?
You know what? Maybe that's the key.
Yes.
I'm not having any cheerleaders show up at my door telling me they're pregnant. I'll tell you that much.
Yo,
we are
right?
not doing that, my friend.
Dre, thank you for the full circle on that. We appreciate you listening, man.
They didn't forget about Dre, did they?
No, they didn't. Not at all. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
So there's a guy that works here at the station that was telling us about an encounter that he had in public the other day where he was very, very blatantly, according to him, and aggressively hit on by a woman that he knows is married.
That's a no-no.
He knows very well that she's married.
Well, if you have any brain and ethics, it's obvious, but a lot of
right.
people don't.
True.
But he was wondering, how does he react in this type of situation?
Where to you the have woman hitting on him and she's married?
Yes.
I wouldn't even know how to react
in that.
To go find somebody else, because she's probably sleeping with somebody else anyway.
Right?
Are we sure... If he's somebody that works, are we sure this wasn't just an overly friendly professionalism type?
Meaning
That's a
her?
Good question.
Meaning she was just being overly friendly because she knows it's someone who works here?
No, not at all.
No? Okay.
Is it the same thing? Is that he's not, I don't know her like that. It's not a friend type situation. So.
I'm trying to play devil's advocate.
But
maybe.
It's so obvious she's hitting on him and she's
and this
married.
Guy, he's even like against physical contact. He's not really a big hugger, toucher type person. So she was... being very touchy-feely with him.
And impeding his ooh.
Yes, and like in his personal space. So he was like, this is really awkward. She's married. What the hell do I do in this situation?
Right.
That's strange. I've never been in that situation. So we figured we'd throw it out
on
the radio.
Or a married woman hit on you?
No, never.
Man.
I'm lucky when my wife hits on me.
Right? So, like, can I just get some booty from the wife?
That's great, yeah.
Forget about the other chick I got to deal with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So 71037, you can text or you can call 414-799-1037. Have you been in this situation before? Does he need to just say something to her and cut it off at the pass? Or
is that even attractive though? That some married chick's hitting on? Wouldn't that be gross?
No,
I would be. It is hot or it's not.
Not at all.
It's gross,
no.
Right?
No.
Yeah. I would be grossed out.
Some people might be turned on by it, thinking, "Ooh, I get to be the other person."
That's not a. That's not a good thing. That's a bad thing. You're not worth it. You're not worth being their number one, you dummy.
And they, I know.
Like, you're a side piece. Like, what's wrong with you?
If they're willing to cheat on who they're with,
what's hot about that?
If they're going to cheat to be with you, they're going to cheat on you, probably.
I mean,
100% they're going to cheat on you if 100%. They're cheating with you.
Bro, yes. Call me crazy and call me old-fashioned, but Allie, and I'm just going to use you because you're the female in the room. No, you know what? Riggs, it's illegal. Riggs, I want to marry you, and we're in love.
Okay.
So I propose, and you say yes, and we have a ceremony.
Yes.
Where we exchange vows, sickness
two
and in
men
health.
Bound by the law.
But really, they just did it because society told them
to. No. I'm saying if you've gone that far to go through the wedding, maybe I'm just old-fashioned or maybe I'm just loyal, but you don't flirt. You are friendly with people. You can have friends, but you're not overly touchy, and you don't freaking cheat. I'm sorry, but that...
I think that's obvious.
Yeah,
but
that is obvious.
Why do we have to continue to tell people this?
What
and
the
dumbasses is beyond me, dude. Yeah. Use your brain.
If it is a married couple, my wife and I have always said, if you want to be with someone else, just go be with
that's
someone
the thing.
Else.
I would break up with you
before
I would
cheat on
you.
I'll just leave you.
If there was a problem, there would be a breakup, not a cheat. Like, what is it so hard to break up before you cheat, you freaks?
That's not that hard to do.
Because if you want to cheat, you don't want to be with the person.
Right, so just end the relationship and then cheat.
And you don't want to be with the other person either, probably. You know what I mean?
End the relationship and do it. You then get it in. 799-1037. You can also text us to 71037.
Is that text you read, Riggs?
Oh, yes. We got a great one.
Text?
I do.
Read
to
again.
71037. It says, if a guy did it, it would be a problem and not a discussion.
Mike Drop.
So she sexually harassed him. Don't do that FF bleep because she's a woman. Right, because if it says don't do that foo-foo bleep. Yeah, don't do that foo-foo bleep.
Oh, okay.
Basically, if the situation was reversed, right? Single chick, married guy, he goes up and puts his hand on her like, hey, what's up?
You know
then,
what?
Then, yeah.
The people that texted, first of all, how hot is she? Oh, what the hell, okay? Who texted
really?
And then somebody texted in, hit it and quit it. And then somebody, you know what? These are all dudes.
You dudes are terrible.
Dudes are gross. And then, why am I laughing? And then somebody texted in, what if you have kids together? Then what? You don't cheat.
If you're married, you don't cheat.
Why is that even a, what do you do if you have kids? You stay faithful, you dumb-dumbs.
Right.
If you have a girlfriend, boyfriend, you don't cheat.
You know what? If you've made any type of commitment to anyone in a love form,
you don't cheat.
Wow.
God, are we stating the obvious?
Yes.
Are we triggered?
And then, the people that, and then it's like so unattractive when somebody is cheating. I don't know why that's hot. It's gross.
I don't know what it feels like.
Because then you see what a crap, like the, ugh.
I don't know. So thanks for the text to 7103. They said maybe she and her husband are swingers and they're looking for threesomes. Come on now, really? That's also a dude.
No, if that is something that happens, that is something that gets brought up. Like, hey, I know you know I'm married.
Right.
How's it going?
Someone else texted in and said, I get hit on by married men all the time and I make a point of asking, usually loudly, how their spouse is. So if there are any people around, I'm not guilty of anything.
See, I don't like that text because, honey, you don't need to feel guilty about anything. You're not doing anything wrong.
Right.
If a married guy's hitting on you, you don't need to be worried about what people think. You need to be worried about what they think of him.
Which is a good...
Not your problem.
And that's a good suggestion as well. If it happens again to him in public, she hits on him. You say, oh, yeah, by the way, how is your husband? Is he doing all right?
I got to read this one.
Then you make it awkward for her because you know that... She's hitting on you, so you make it awkward for her. Shut it down right away.
Listen to this one at 71037. Yes. Even though it is technically wrong, there are married people unwilling or unable to leave their marriage but are neglected physically, emotionally, and possibly even abused in those aspects. Everyone needs love and to feel loved and desired. We have to look at the bigger picture. What was that a question? Because
I think
you don't stay with someone... When, I mean, you have one life, so you're being neglected, you're being abused emotionally and physically neglected. Like,
if you're married,
I don't understand
and
why you're staying in a marriage like that. Like, that's not my fault. That's your problem. And that may sound awful, but like, we all make our own choices.
And they're saying that because they're abused and they can't make the right decision at that time.
Right. But saying you're just neglected, like emotionally, because your spouse doesn't want to sleep with you or have long talks with you. Well, that's a different. Come on.
Yes.
I don't know what you want me to say.
He pays more attention to the kids than he does to me.
All
we know that people stay
crap.
In unhappy marriages.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wish they wouldn't.
For the kids.
Which
for the kids.
Is Yeah.
I got someone next else texted 71037. I got hit on twice by the best man at our wedding after me and my ex split, and it was gross.
Ew, bro. That yes. gross me.
Have
out.
Some class.
So the
lady.
Best man hit on her?
That's yes. just.
All right. So Jesus. I guess at the end of the day, can we say it again? To everybody, you don't cheat.
I'm sorry, that sucked.
You just don't cheat.
That sucked even worse.
Whatever they said.
Damn it.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Do you remember how excited you were about 7-Eleven Day? Like,
yes.
You liked that day. That was a big day for you, right?
Yes.
I don't know why.
But because it was free Slurpees for the love of St. Yeah, Peter, Paul, and Mary.
What do you mean?
There's this woman who was just had a baby that was born on 7-Eleven at 7-Eleven p.m.
Shut up.
No way. That was fixed.
No. 100% legit. Like, that's what the birth certificate says and everything. She okay. says even during the pregnancy, she was like, I would see 7s at 11s. It was just a weird thing.
Ooh.
Never even thinking about the store until the story broke and 7-Eleven, the store, gets their hands on it. And they're thinking, this is crazy, right?
Yeah.
We got to help this lady out, right? So they do. They started a college fund for her kid.
No
7-Eleven
way.
Has donated into a college fund for this kid $7,111 for her college fund for the baby's college, and they're also going to supply the family with diapers while the baby's growing
no
up.
No way.
How cool is that?
Ow.
Because marketing.
Yeah. Where did this happen, though?
This happened in... Keep talking about something because it doesn't say the name
of
where the location
was. I just hope to God it was... I hope it wasn't Florida. I hope it wasn't Indiana.
Why?
I'll tell you why once you tell me that it wasn't. I mean, let's just hope and pray to God that it was anywhere but Florida or the Deep South.
I'm going to Florida
or
next
Indiana.
Week.
I know you're
She's
going...
She's in St. Louis.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
There's a chance that money will actually go towards college. Because
yeah.
I was saying, if it's Florida, that's going towards mom's cigarettes and bail money later for the kid. We
Which
all know that.
Which could be the case in St. Louis, too, right?
I know, but I just like the Florida stereotype. Come on.
Rachel Langford of St. Louis and her little baby, Jamie Brown. Born at 7-Eleven and now has $7,111 for college.
I think
diapers.
They fixed it. I think they had the baby and they said, can you just put, it was like 7:14. Like,
right.
No, really. And they're like, can you just put 7-Eleven? Like, I'm convinced
sure.
it was fixed.
Well, Allie, as a mother and as someone who I'm sure has done this many times, ballpark, how much would you say you spent on diapers for your kid? For your first kid?
Yeah.
Thousands.
Because, I mean, for the
so
free
much.
Diapers are the real deal. College you may not go to, but diapers are
free diapers are
badass.
Life. Yeah.
Yep, they're giving her diapers and all sorts of newborn goodies to help her out along the
Aww.
Way.
Yeah, that's what costs all the money.
Not bad, right?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hey.
Hi.
What up?
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Something never changes right.
Yes.
Love you, Sully.
Oh, man.
Rex and Gibbons tried to get me to just screw the damn old intern.
You're damn right we did. So what?
He was called intern boy toy.
He doesn't work there anymore.
That's what name I gave him.
You are back in the game now.
I'm not sleeping with a 25-year-old or whatever he is.
No one said you had to sleep with him, for Christ's sake.
Yes,
sakes.
You did.
No.
You just said that off the air.
No, we
I
said
get
not.
Get your sick head out.
No,
of
we
heaven.
Said not boots, and there was no sleeping involved. We know how you roll, girlfriend.
Okay,
hold on.
You don't know how I roll. You haven't been in bed with me. How do you know how I roll?
Because you tell us everything that happens while
okay,
you're in bed,
fine.
Allison. Come on.
Anyway, not the point. Let's talk about ASAP Rocky.
Hi. What up?
Hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so let's talk about ASAP Rocky. Gibbons, there's a video of him in Sweden, right?
Yes.
And now, like, the president's involved in all this crap. Okay, explain to me what the hell happened in Sweden, first of all, because you're very passionate about this.
Very. Okay, ASAP Rocky is either on tour, on vacation, he's somewhere in Sweden, right? And him and his crew are out walking around. There's some guy who is just following them and heckling them, right? So ASAP Rocky's got security with him. ASAP Rocky security, this is all on video,
yes.
goes to the guy and is like, yo, dude, like, just stop following us, man. Just stop following us. They keep walking.
Yes.
The guy keeps following them. ASAP's team turns around again. Stop following us. Stop following us. They
so
keep
it's like
walking.
His bodyguards are saying, leave him alone. We're warning you. Stop following us.
After the third time they tell the guy to stop following them, the guy runs at ASAP Rocky security and throws something at him where you can hear something make contact. Mm. It's at that point that ASAP Rocky security goes, bro, I'm not screwing around anymore. You've just cut my hand with this. I have every right to whoop your ass legally. Just keep walking.
Now that you've laid a hand on me, I'm going to kill you. Yeah.
At this point, security from the hotel A$AP Rocky is staying at comes out and says to A$AP Rocky's security and his team, does this guy know who you are? And A$AP Rocky is like, don't tell him. We don't want him to know. We just want to go one way. He go another.
So did the guy know he was A$AP Rocky?
At this point, I don't know. But from everything I've read. So now A$AP Rocky's team goes after this guy because this guy has physically assaulted them.
And why would he be harassing somebody if he didn't know who he was? Of course he knew it was him.
Yep, and now ASAP's been in jail now for like three weeks straight.
ASAP Rocky got harassed and chased over and over and over, and the other people laid the hands on him, but yet he's in jail now in Sweden when he was just that's not fair.
Yes, no. Exactly that.
That's does anybody know, devil's advocate side, what happened before the camera started rolling? Was ASAP Rocky running his mouth to somebody before? Was it one of his crew? I'm just saying, but the altercation before, because why they were following him, like what happened before that? I'm just wondering.
The street, and I've actually just read some stuff about the guy who was chasing them has a history of harassing people in public. So this might be this guy's thing.
Well, and I know what you're saying, Riggs. You're like, what was the lead up? But at the same time, if there were no hands on anybody, the lead up's actually unimportant because what you're going to jail for is putting your hands on somebody,
right?
So at the end of the day, who cares what they said? It's what they did, yeah. Like, A$AP Rocky beat this guy up and then he was chasing him, that's one thing, but didn't happen.
And it's all on tape, and tape doesn't lie.
No, it doesn't.
That's the thing. So, like, the president's trying to get him out of jail?
Yeah. A$AP Rocky, President Trump is apparently trying to get him out, and I read that he was getting him out, and then I read an hour later that he wasn't getting him out.
It sounds like A$AP Rocky should get out, but it cracks me up all the celebrities were concerned about,
you know? Yes.
A$AP Rocky's a good American.
Unless you have an Instagram with 2 million followers, you're probably not getting help these days from what I'm saying.
Oh, I was assaulted on the streets of Sweden. Now I'm in jail. Nobody cares about me.
Nope.
But A$AP Rocky does it, and you got the privilege to get out.
I'm looking because Trump did tweet a bunch about A$AP Rocky. I'm trying to find the tweets for Riggs to read them.
Oh my God. Even Obama wouldn't have done that. That's hysterical.
Trump tweets about A$AP Rocky. Derp. Oh, yeah.
Somebody texted in, who the F is A$AP Rocky? I knew that was going to happen.
Oh, here it is.
I knew people would know who he was.
Just spoke to Kanye West about his friend A$AP Rocky's incarceration. I'll be calling a very talented prime minister of Sweden to see if we can do about helping A$AP Rocky. So many people would like to see this quickly resolved. It's tremendous. Tremendous.
You're going
to
play some Gibbons?
Here's some A$AP Rocky.
Okay, thank you. Let's hear.
Thank you. Okay, well, it would make sense because it sounds like he's very much in the right and didn't do anything wrong. So there was a big misunderstanding somewhere. I wonder if they're jailing him because
you're talking over what we're playing.
I don't care
who he is. You don't, this is so stupid.
I want to give my opinion.
Give
I don't care.
After the song.
No, no.
I turned his mic off.
Okay, that's enough. Okay, you get the picture. There's A$AP Rocky, right? Just something, just a little something before Riggs ruined it.
Free A$AP, for the love of Christ! The guy didn't do anything!
I agree. I agree with you. I'm just not as angry as you.
But like
about it. Riggs, what was your opinion? Sorry.
I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore.
This guy.
I don't care anymore.
This guy's now going to say we didn't
talk. I honestly forgot. No, I honestly forgot what I was going to say.
You care so much about A$AP, you forgot.
I did. If it tells you.
I was
in the heat of the moment, then you threw me off.
Gibbons is passionate about this. Listen, we are not.
Hold on, let me put it in terms of...
Gibbons, have your thing.
That would be like somebody coming up to Allie and harassing Allie, right?
Yep.
And then me kicking that guy's ass for harassing Allie, and they lock Allie up for me kicking the guy's ass who was harassing Allie.
Right, that's a good analogy of what happened to the guy.
If you're going to lock someone up in this situation, A, you're full of crap and it's BS, but B, what about their security guard who did the physical stuff?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Leave A$AP alone, man!
I'll drop the signs for you. You can go pick it.
Seriously, though.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7 KissFM.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Hey, you can catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Show number 710 is in the books.
Oh,
we'll have
God.
It up shortly for you. Did you guys learn anything on the show this morning? I learned something about Gibbons.
Mm-hmm.
That Gibbons is deeply, deeply passionate about A$AP Rocky's situation in Sweden right now.
Dude.
Very passionate.
See? We hear a lot about things that celebrities and rappers do and don't do, and sometimes they're right and sometimes they're wrong.
Yeah.
But when there's video freaking proof, video freaking proof of what happened.
Yeah. It's just like when somebody gets into a documentary on Netflix. Like Gibbons is like that with the A$AP Rocky story.
Yeah.
Dude, let the...
He's very passionate.
Let the damn guy go.
It's like making a murderer when you're like, he's innocent!
A guy follows ASAP Rocky and his team. The guy assaults, physically assaults, and it's on video, ASAP Rocky and his team.
Yet ASAP Rocky's in jail now. It makes
after
no sense.
ASAP Rocky's security guard beat the dude's ass.
And there's a video.
A video where... And they throw ASAP in jail.
It's not fair. It's messed up. You better get out.
You better get out of jail ASAP as soon as possible. See?
Video never lies, bruh.
That wasn't funny, Riggs. The guy's still freaking in jail in Sweden, for God's sake.
He's in a Swedish prison. Come on. Sweden is one of the best places to live in the world. Mm-hmm. I'm sure the prisons are great with like five meals a day and like nice...
They probably needed to lock somebody up because there was nobody to lock
up. Who is this guy?
We're going to lose our jobs if we don't arrest someone.
You know what? He's probably going to be doing a performance there. They're probably paying him to be in this prison.
Yeah, there you go.
You probably guys work out to be Betty for him.
You guys are screwed the hell up. He's maybe missing out on hundreds of thousands of dollars to play shows.
Who the hell cares?
Yeah, it's fine.
I don't know why we're so... I want him to get out, but I'm not like...
That's what I learned about.
ASAP.
That's what I learned about Gibbons. He's very passionate about ASAP Rocky.
Mm-hmm. We need him here.
What'd you learn on the show, Allie?
I learned that Riggs got scammed on Prime Day because they never delivered his package.
Never! Never brought it.
And he still
it.
Doesn't know where the hell it is.
It was even on a map last night, and it's somewhere in Hales Corners. I think Allie was supposed to deliver it. She'd take it to her house.
Did I? Well,
she's got my Amazon, my Echo Dot.
I don't want the Echo Dot. Is that the one where they can, like, you talk to Alexa and you tell her? I don't want her listening to me.
I know.
You
She'll
have
hear
Siri.
Everything I so,
you, Siri's
so,
listening, bro.
It's different. So. It's different.
So.
So. Mm-hmm. That's my comeback today. So.
So what?
That's my new comeback period. So.
So.
Someone's been hanging out with 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds, and 5-year-olds too much.
So.
Jesus. And your mom.
So?
Your mom.
So?
Your mom. That's who. Gibbons, what'd you learn on the show this morning?
I don't know if I want to trigger Allie because she's on the So train, but I learned this morning something great about Allie.
What's that?
She's got the patience of a friggin' saint and deserves to be minted a saint because she's waited.
She's
6+ years.
She's got full circle mental health revolution is what she's got.
I had a crazy circle moment.
She ran into the chick who she caught cheating with her then husband.
When I was pregnant.
When she was pregnant.
Yeah.
That started all kinds of craziness and bad times. But guess what?
Uh-huh.
She didn't kill anybody.
Nope. I didn't kill her. I didn't even speak to her.
She didn't get all overly emotional.
But I dreamed of the moment where I would run into her and she'd have to look at me in the face.
And
but
she
it was
did.
So far gone that I didn't. Nothing happened.
I would. Yeah.
But
I
rather than me feeling really sorry for her. And her crappy decisions in her life and where it's at.
How many different scenarios did you play out in your head before that happened? Before that happened.
Like over the years?
Before you actually met her. Yeah, over the years.
Of like probably,
what it would be like if you met her.
900 different scenarios of what I would do if I ran into her.
Where would it be at?
Ways I would beat her ass. Things I would say to her. Things I wouldn't say to her. Things I wouldn't beat her ass. Like,
right?
I mean, I went through every scenario.
I know.
And now, when I don't think about it anymore.
And when it actually
happened.
Yeah.
And the fact that we're in the same aisle at Walmart is like...
Bizarre.
Did it play out like any of the scenarios that you'd played out over the last 6 years?
No.
Because it didn't involve death and destruction.
Because I didn't say a word to her.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't punch her.
And the police weren't called.
And the police weren't called.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Wait, I see I see a big hill out there. Oh my God, there's Allie and she's over it. Allie's over it.
Just call me Rocky.
And she's back, bro.
I'm back.
Now go bang a pottery guy and have a nice day.
I will. I will bang a pottery guy today. Thank you very much.
Knock in the boot.
And she can kiss my ass.
Oh, yes.
Knock in the boot.
Yeah, buddy. Woo!
It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.